bring in Jenny Vrentis. She is a senior writer for Sports Illustrated and the Monday Morning Quarterback. Jenny, thanks so much for joining Richard and myself. It's great to talk to you today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
So how much of a difference? Let's look at New England and Pittsburgh first, because Richard referred to the fact that when they met, no Roethlisberger, no Le'Veon Bell, who, you know, I mean, I saw a couple of interviews in the NFL Network this week where, you know, people were saying that he is just such a different package, a difficult package for teams to handle as a running back right now. And some people are saying could be the best Steelers running back since Franco Harris was running roughshod. How much of a difference can he make in this game? Is it enough to get the Steelers over the Patriots, or is it still going to come down to Roethlisberger versus Brady?
You know, the reason I think it's probably not enough is just last week's game. You know, despite all the explosive weapons that the Steelers offense has and having, you know, Roethlisberger and Brown and Bell on the field and for the same time in the playoffs, you know, they still only scored 18 points against the Chiefs. And that's an excellent Chiefs defense, and it's particularly a Chiefs defense that's very good in the red zone and has held teams, you know, has kind of kept them out of the end zone. But, you know, the Patriots defense is also very good at that. You know, they give up yards, but not a lot of points. You know, obviously the lowest number of points in the league this season. So I just don't think it'll be enough going into Foxborough. And I also kind of think, you know, you hear things come up during the week, you know, hard to tell how much they'll play into the game. But this flu bug that's going around the Steelers locker room, that can't be a good thing either.
Right. You know, Jenny, the I think if we would, you know, because the quarterbacks of each team are so great, we may actually give the underdogs in this game probably a little bit more credit in terms of having a shot to win on the road. You know, the Patriots are favored by 6. And here's the one I want to get to, Falcons, Packers. I think there's a bit of a perception out there because of how hot Aaron Rodgers has been and because they knocked off the Cowboys at home, that you may look at Green Bay as, you know, maybe either the favorite or having a big chance to win this game. But I look at the Falcons' offense, Jenny. First in total points this year, second in total offense. Matt Ryan playing at a ridiculous pace. If this wasn't Aaron Rodgers maybe coming off the Cowboys, I think a lot of people would be talking, or at least more people would be talking about the Falcons. Is it possible we have overlooked them this year as a team that legitimately may be the best team in football?
The Falcons have been overlooked all season. I agree with you there. And I think that's just because they're kind of a, you know, one of those teams that's not a national team. They don't have a national fan base. And the other reason, obviously, is, you know, this role that Aaron Rodgers has been on the last 6 weeks. You're right. It does feel like going into the game, people are kind of expecting, well, how are you going to slow Aaron Rodgers? But, you know, I think there's a couple things that, you know, the Packers are really banged up. They've got a lot of injuries. And certainly their last Super Bowl, they made a habit of overcoming that, and it hasn't hurt them, you know, to this point in the postseason. But the other thing I think you reference is just the explosiveness of that Atlanta offense. There's so much speed there that I don't know if the Packers defense is capable of managing it. You know, we obviously saw a shootout when the teams met earlier this year. And I kind of like the Falcons in this game, despite the fact that Aaron Rodgers is playing perhaps as well as we've seen a quarterback play over, you know, an 8-game stretch. I still like Atlanta for all those reasons.
Jenny, one of the things we saw was that the Texans were able to put a little bit of pressure on the Patriots, certainly to rush Tom Brady a couple of times. Is there anything Pittsburgh could take from the success Houston did have against New England and apply this weekend? Or are we talking, you know, two different defenses, two different groups of players?
Well, you're right. I think there is something to take from it. And it's kind of the formula that anytime we've seen Brady be slowed in the postseason, it's always kind of getting, yes, edge pressure, but also pressure up the middle. That's where he's really affected, right? So if you can kind of move him off his spot in the middle of the pocket, that's where he's most susceptible. And, you know, when the Giants upset to the Patriots, you know, when the Jets with Rex Ryan beat them, it was all the same thing. It was just kind of getting him seeing ghosts a little bit in the pocket. And, you know, Houston got some really good pressure up the middle, you know, and they were kind of pushing the guard and center back a little bit. And I think that's where we see Brady be effective. Now, you know, he's pretty good at adjusting. And I will say that this year they have the advantage that they didn't have last year. Dante Scarnecchia, the offensive line coach, you know, veteran offensive line coach, he returned to the Patriots this season. And we all remember what happened in last year's AFC Championship game, right? Like, Brady couldn't do anything because the pressure was just getting to him, both inside and outside. And so I think this year they'll have a better plan because they have an excellent offensive line coach who's going to go into the game with the better plan. And I also don't know, I mean, certainly there are good rushers. You know, obviously James Harrison kind of ended the game for the Chiefs last week, but I see them being better able to handle that this week against the Steelers.
Jenny, where are you? Where are you going to be based this Sunday? What game are you at?
You know what? Well, we're starting our Super Bowl road trip from New York on Monday, so I'm sitting out championship weekend. So we're going to whatever teams are in the Super Bowl, we're going to hit the road Monday and try to tell some interesting stories along the way from their hometowns and high schools and colleges. So that's what we're planning for now.
Okay, so as you're watching this game from whatever location you are, if you had to make a prediction, what game do you think is the closer game and why?
Closer game, yeah. I'm going to go with the NFC game.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one's going to be closer. I can just see the Patriots pulling away from it. You know, I think there were opportunities that last week, you know, we saw Alex Smith miss a few things, and, you know, there were obviously some miscues on that Chiefs offense. And I think a lot of that Chiefs offense, I think Alex Smith is underrated. I never understood quite all the hate for him, but Brady's obviously a different level of quarterback. And I think some of the things that Chiefs didn't quite take advantage of last week, Brady will take advantage of. So I could see them pulling away with that one, whereas I think the NFC one would be pretty tight.